Welcome to A Lasting Love. I'm Hadley Finch, your host of a new radio show that helps you create a lasting love and a happy relationship. How? My expert guests and I will reveal secrets and strategies to guide you around relationship minefields. We'll help you move from being alone or being bored to happiness and bliss. We'll help you pass love tests and develop an action plan to revive romance and spark a lasting fire of love with your partner. Today, we'll work through a major block to lasting love, sexual addiction. It's headline news when politicians, actors, and golf stars show us how sexual addiction can devastate a marriage. What are the warning signs of sexual addiction? Is there a proven antidote? Or are sex addicts doomed to repeat their harmful sexual behavior, which prevents them from experiencing true and lasting love? My guest has helped thousands of people recover from the toughest addictions. Dr. Wynn Henderson is a reverend, a radio host, and a retired medical doctor who has written over 30 books. Dr. Henderson claims you can spend $20 on one of his books and get the same results in releasing your sexual addiction as $20,000 worth of therapy. Dr. Wynn Henderson is about to reveal some proven strategies to heal addictions. Welcome to A Lasting Love, Dr. Henderson.
Hi, Hadley. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm really so honored to have you here today because I feel that this topic is on everyone's mind because of the Tiger Woods situation, and I just thought that while people are thinking about it, we might as well offer solutions, and I think you've got some that are important for everyone to hear.
Well, I do. I have the solution to addiction, and as you know, sexual addictions are just one of any number of addictions. You can be addicted to food, to negative thinking, to trying to control people, to taking drugs, alcohol, the list goes on and on and on. And the good thing about this is what I'm going to be telling your listeners today will work equally well with any of the addictive type behaviors that they have, including sexual addictions.
Well, that's fabulous. So tell us a little bit about the book that you wrote on this topic and what inspired you to write it.
Well, I was an emergency room physician and seeing patients come in night after night with all kinds of things, gunshot wounds and overdoses and getting hit by cars. And I started thinking about, is there some commonality between all these problems that these people are having? And because I was like a little boy with his thumb in the dike, you know. You go to the emergency room and you put your thumb in the dike, and for a little while the flow subsides, and you leave and the flow comes back. Is there something that we could do as doctors that would slow that tide of people hurting themselves and other people? And after seeing thousands and thousands of patients and thinking about it and researching and everything, my conclusion was that the vast majority of problems that I was having in the emergency room were related to various addictions one way or the other, and that if we could get rid of addictions, that we could get rid of a lot of pain and suffering. So that's what I went into over the next decade and researched addictions and tried to go back through the literature, the AA literature from 1935 and everything that they had after that, and reviewed inpatient therapy programs, 28-day programs, and their statistics. And what I found was that regardless of what the community of medical doctors seem to be telling you, is that their programs don't work so well, and that you can spend a lot of money and you can go to rehab a lot of times, and if you don't know the real answer of why you're addicted, the treatment is not going to work and you're just going to be frustrated. So I wrote a book called The Cure of Addiction, and later in a subsequent edition, The Four Questions, which explains what causes addictions and how to get rid of them permanently.
Okay, so that answers the why, which it sounds like you need to know the why before you can heal it.
Well, that's true.
Can you explain a little bit about the why or the warning signs that...
Okay, a warning sign could be to find out if you're addicted, ask the question, am I doing something, do I have a behavior that I realize is hurting me or one of my loved ones or someone close to me, and if I do have this behavior and it's hurting them and I can't stop it, then the answer is I'm addicted, and that's your warning signs. Of course, in the book, so I give you all kinds of signs like anxiety, depression, and any number of other things that you might be suffering from, which are directly caused by the disease of addiction.
Okay, so if you sense that you, it sounds like that's the same warning sign no matter what the addiction is.
Well, you have a...
Or drugs,
yeah.
Or what, yes. What about the sexual thing? Is it you can't seem to honor the vow of... loyalty in your marriage or your relationship.
Yes. Is what you want to talk about now adulterous behavior?
Well, I'm concerned. I have people in our listening audience who are single and seeking their best love match. So there are dating issues. How can you tell if you're dating someone with a sexual addiction or if you may have one that you want to heal or if you're already in a relationship? In a marriage, possibly, with someone who is showing signs. So I'd like to focus on this to help people solve this issue and create a healthy sexual relationship.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is you can go on the television and see any number of relationship programs or programs that tell you about how people mess up and what they do and how they get caught and all these kind of things. And I don't know any specific thing to tell you more than what all your listeners already know when it comes to having a problem with sexual relationships. But once a problem is identified, either you identify it in yourself or your significant other or marriage partner identifies it, and you sit down and you say, well, we have a problem here. What are we going to do about it? Then we go from that to getting on to the treatment program, which I've written about over the years many times. So I would say you can find out about whether or not you have a sexual problem or your husband or wife has a sexual problem in any number of ways, but as soon as you're suspicious and you find out about it and you have those conversations and you see that there's something that needs to be done, then you need to approach the problem directly and get rid of it.
Okay, before we talk about treatment, I have a couple questions about identifying the problem. Let's say you're in the dating world and you meet people who are considered players, always dating around and, you know, playing the field. Would that be a sign of a sex addict?
Well, it could be, certainly, because if you're not willing to make a commitment, you're not looking for a commitment, and you're just going for having a good time and having a lot of contacts with other men or women, then obviously, it seems to me, at any rate, there's a problem there.
Okay, so you're addicted to the rush of that new conquest or new sexual pleasure that happens often in the early stage of falling in love.
Yes, that's right.
And what about, can people hide a sexual addiction if you're dating? Or let's say you marry someone who has a sexual addiction. Can you really be together and not be aware of it?
Absolutely. There have been many, many cases, not only in celebrity, but in just you and I, common people out in the world and the universe and everything, where the partner had no idea that their partner had these sexual problems. There have been people with homosexual problems that hid that from their husbands and wives. There's been the kind of cheating type behavior that went on for many, many years. All kinds of problems you can hide from somebody, but ultimately, generally, it comes out sometime or the other over a period of time.
Well, I think we need to give people incentive to want to solve their problem. And I think we all know the classic Marvin Gaye song, Sexual Healing, but what many of us don't know is that researchers have discovered that you don't even begin to experience the health and longevity benefits of sexual healing until you are in a committed relationship with one partner for at least 4 years. This means that sexually active singles can experience sexual healing in casual dating. And it means that sex addicts can't experience healthy sex until they heal their addiction and to commit to one partner. So that's not even counting the life and death issues of promiscuous sex. So let's get into the treatment, Dr. Henderson. How do you treat people to heal their addictions?
Okay, well,
their sexual addiction.
Yeah, okay, and it's going to work with any addiction, so if you've got two or three, you can get rid of all of them at the same time. But here's the deal. The problem of addictions is not what people have been telling you for the last 10, 20 years. The problem of addictions is a spiritual question, and it comes from directly from a low self-esteem, which comes from not knowing the answer to four spiritual questions and not being able to apply them to your lives. So let's go over those four spiritual questions that you may or may not have ever asked yourself, and even if you have, you may or may not have gotten to the bottom of what's the answer. The questions are, who am I? Where did I come from? What am I doing here? And where am I going when I'm done? Now, if you can say, you know, I've answered all those questions and I've got a real good understanding and everything, then maybe we're preaching to the choir. But for the people who have never asked the questions or don't know the answer, there's where the problem is. And my program, which is in my books, The Cure of Addiction was the first one, and then The Four Questions, which was an update, is the most recent one. It's in a treatment program there that leads you through these questions and gives you a guideline so that you don't have to go take therapy anywhere. You can just sit down with a book and go through that and do what it says and get cured of any addiction that you have. You know, it doesn't make any difference what program that you use, whether it be mine or somebody else's. If you don't have the desire to do it, you're not going to do it. And people say, on a theoretical basis, I would like not to be addicted, or I wish that I were not addicted. But until you get to that point in your life where you say, I have got to get over this thing, I'm willing to do what it takes to do it, and I'm going to draw a line in the sand, and from this day I'm not going back, that's when you get cured. And when you get to that point, if you read what I've written, you'll be able to get over your sexual addiction.
Ooh, that's powerful, but I'm concerned. Do people really need to hit bottom before they feel the desire, that strong desire? And here's what makes me ask that question. It's reported that only about 5% of our behavior is driven by conscious choice. This means that we may not even be aware of about 95% of the things that we do, why we do them. And if you don't know why you want something, doesn't it make it harder to change what you want to do or what you desire or why you should change?
Well, my job is to help you with the why part of it. You don't have to know why prior to knowing that you've got a problem. If you've got a problem and you really want to do something about it, that's the only criteria, because I get pretty close to 100% cure rate if the people will do two things. One is if they believe in the program to the extent that, based on that belief, that they will do it and that they will go and do it every day. Now, if you have those two criteria, practically everybody gets cured from whatever addiction it is, sexual or otherwise. So you might not know on the front end why, or, you know, what's driving this, or any of those kind of questions. All you know is, I've got a problem. And with your question about, do you have to hit bottom? Well, I don't know about that, but it's fairly easy to hit bottom even when you're on the top. Look at Tiger Woods. It only took a overnight to do that, didn't it?
So, gosh, yes.
Yeah, so.
Well, do you have any advice for Tiger and his wife to try to get through this very devastating issue?
Well, I would say that first of all, Tiger has to come to the conclusion that he's got a problem. If if he's in denial, which he might be, and he might try to excuse this as all the other golfers do it, or it doesn't really mean that much to me, or I only do it on weekends, or, you know, whatever the excuse is going to be, if you're in denial that you have a significant problem, then nothing is going to work. But if for whatever reason he were to come to the conclusion, yes, I've got a problem, yes, my family is important to me, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get over the problem, and I'm going to draw that line in the sand, and starting tomorrow or today, we're going to do what I need to do. And if he were to be able to come to the conclusions that I've come to after 20, 30 years of doing this, then he could be cured. And I think, you know, the relationship needs to continue. They need to continue their marriage. And all that would be necessary on her part would be to be able to forgive.
Forgive and trust again.
Yeah.
So I think he has definitely demonstrated he's got courage. Whether he will commit to this is, it takes both courage and commitment. I want to remind you that you're listening to A Lasting Love on Web Talk Radio. I'm your host, Hadley Finch, and you can find out more about me in my articles about love and relationships and in my novel, Tribe of Blondes. It's not a hair color. It's a resilient, optimistic spirit that unites us and creates happy relationships. You can read all about it at tribeofblondes.com. My guest is Dr. Wynn Henderson, a reverend, a radio host of an 11-year show, and an author of about 35 books. Dr. Henderson, where can our listeners buy your book to release their addictions, and where can we all find you online?
Well, that's a good question. I'll be happy to answer it. Like those infomercials, you're not going to have to pay $20,000 to get this information. You're not even going to have to pay $20, which is the bookstore price, and you can go into a bookstore and order the book and pay tax on it. But because of the program today and because of my relationship to you, I'm going to offer anybody who's listening to this program today that says that they heard about the book on how to get over sexual addictions or any other addictions, that they can get the book for only $10 plus shipping and handling. And the way that they would do that is give me a toll-free call at 877-787-3127. We might repeat that later on, or maybe if they didn't get it, they're in their car, maybe they could call you or whatever to get it. But as
I would do it again, 877-787-3127. This is a generous offer, and I think a gift to you or to anyone who has this problem to be able to cure it in a couple steps by following this strategy with proven results is just so encouraging and inspiring for everyone. It's really life-changing, and I thank you for offering this to people at such a generous price.
Well, I thank you for promoting it. You know, if we could get rid of all the addictions in the world, including sexual addictions, the world would be a better place, and this is one way to do it.
You know, I've got a big question, because if a person is addicted to alcohol, they're advised to avoid alcohol forever if they want to recover from their addiction. Yet if a person is addicted to sex, how can they recover from a sexual addiction and still create a healthy sexual relationship? Is there a mindset that helps a recovering sexaholic enjoy healthy sex, or what is it?
Yeah, we could do a whole question on that question of alcohol, because back when Alcoholics Anonymous came along and they were doing their thing, that was what they said. However, it's not taking a drink that causes the alcoholism. It's a lack of spiritual understanding. A person who has this spiritual understanding could, if they needed to, for some reason, take a drink, and they wouldn't go back into that same mindset. It's the mindset of having an emptiness, a lack of mission in life, not knowing why you're here, and trying to find it in things, and you try alcohol and other things, and that's not where you find it. So when you find your answer, you're not going to be any more or less vulnerable to alcohol or drugs or people or food or sex than anybody else is. What you need to understand is that you're looking in the wrong place for the answer.
Ooh, that's profound. I'd like to let that sink in for a moment, that everybody can understand this. Whew. All right, let's say maybe that's why they call it spirits, alcohol spirit, because people who are seeking some spiritual healing in alcohol when really they need to find it within or in other safe ways.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that one of my philosophies as a minister is that God never made anything that wasn't good. Yeah, so how you think about it and how you use it makes it either good or bad, depending on how you look at that. So alcohol is not good or bad. Sex is not good or bad. It's how you think about it, how you use it, those kind of issues that put that connotation of good or bad on it. So I think that what we need to do is focus on what the problem is, not what our trying to get over the problem took us down the wrong path. No way.
What about sex hormones in sexual addiction? Could a sex addict grow out of the addiction as sex hormones decline with age?
Well, you want to define which type of sexual addiction that we're addressing?
Well, I'm just curious if sexual hormones have anything to do with it, or if it's really a psychological or spiritual problem.
Well, I have known people, let's take men, for example, who in the latter part of their lives, when their testosterone levels have decreased significantly to the point that they have erectile dysfunction, who still have sexual fantasies and are sexual predators. So I don't think, you know, if you're going to use that criteria, that you could say just because you don't have high levels of sex hormones that you don't have a problem or couldn't have a problem with sexual things. And so, no, I don't think so.
Okay, so that's even more incentive to try there's no trying, there's only doing, to use the techniques that you are describing. You know, the Dalai Lama has said that the best way to release an addiction is to replace it with something better. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's wise advice, because all you need to do is to replace your thoughts of what you're doing now with the thoughts of what is my purpose in life, why am I here, and if you will focus on that, the other ones will melt away just like magic.
Ooh, so it's important to do a little soul searching to actually recover.
Absolutely. That's why I was telling you, you know, in order to be able to recover from addiction, you have to know who you are, where you came from, why are you here, where are you going when you're done. And the one that's the most relevant of those four, as far as getting over an addiction, is what am I doing here? If you feel that you don't have any purpose or mission here, and you're just kind of floating around, and you could go down any road, it doesn't make any difference which road you go down, you're going to go down some bad roads. If you are pointed toward a good road, somewhere to take you where your mission, your destiny wants to take you for the best good of yourself and mankind and everybody that you run into, then you're not going to go down those bad roads. And so that's why you have to know these spiritual questions in order to be able to cure yourself from addictions.
And people can get these questions explained in greater detail in your book, The Four Questions.
Absolutely.
Dr. Wynn Henderson. What should our listeners do if they suspect their date or their mate is a secret sex addict? Or if they feel they might be one themselves, should they buy your book and read it and give it to their partner? Do they need an intervention? What would be the good strategy that you would recommend?
Well, you know, there's lots of strategies that would work, but if you want to be totally honest with yourself and you want to say, is my behavior or is the behavior of my spouse, significant other, or friend or whatever hurting me, and once I've revealed this to myself or to the other person, they are unable for whatever reason to stop it, then they're addicted, they've got a problem, and they need the treatment.
But is it, so let's say they get to that point, that they do the self-reflection. Is it enough for people to buy your book and give it to their partner who has this problem, or read it themselves if they actually have this problem, and then take the actions and correct attitude to recover from the addiction, and then to create a healthy sexual relationship. Is there more training after they recover to then have a healthy sexual relationship?
Well, you know that relationships are all over the place with respect to how people relate to other people and what one would call healthy and one would call non-healthy and these kind of things. And I think that's well beyond what we can talk about today. But I think that if you come to the realization that you have a problem with sexual addiction, or you come to the realization that your partner does, and you say either to yourself or your partner, you know, let's get real with this. There is a problem here. It needs to be dealt with, and I'm going to deal with it. I'm not going to try. I'm not going to hope. I'm not going to wish, but I'm absolutely going to get rid of it. We've given you a way of doing that, something that's proven over years and years of many, many, many people, that you can get rid of it if you're serious. You know, people play games. They say, well, I'm going to do this, or I wish I could do this, but they never get around to doing it. And if you're one of these people that never get around to doing it, well, my program is not going to help you either.
You know, that I often wondered if we could take a supplement that could duplicate that rush, the addictive rush of the happy brain chemicals that are created when you fall in love, and let couples take this and feel that rush, and if that would keep them devoted and happy in a relationship. But the ultimate question is, would they want to take it? Because some people may not want to have their life all that simple. Some people maybe just need to complicate their lives. What do you think?
Well, you can get that rush with drugs, you know. I mean, that's one of the reasons that people take drugs, is because they get a rush, and they, for a period of time, be it minutes or days or whatever, they feel what you're talking about. But here's the problem, Hadley. The problem is that regardless of what chemical that you put in your body, whether you get it somehow internally, through the brain putting out the chemical, or you take it in by mouth or whatever like that, that all those chemicals are going to sooner or later cause you side effects and complications. And when you get those side effects and complications, which definitely will come, you're going to lower your self-esteem. And as you do that, you're going to be in an addictive cycle that's going to continue to turn, and you're going to go out and try to do it over again to try to get feeling better about yourself, increase your self-esteem. And the answer is not in chemicals, either internal or external. The answer are in these spiritual truths that I've been talking about.
I heartily agree, and I urge people, if you or someone you love has a problem with sexual addiction or any of the toughest addictions, I suggest that you take Dr. Henderson up on his offer to buy this program, that you could save $20,000 in therapy to solve this problem. And by buying this book for $10, it has proven results, and he said it's about 100% success rate. And all you need to do to order is to call 1-877-787-3127 and tell the person who answers the phone that you heard about this book on Dr. Henderson's interview on A Lasting Love radio show, and you will get this life-changing program for $10, plus shipping and handling. I am just in awe of the information that you've shared with us today, and I thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you, Hadley, and if they want more information, go over to my website, The Ultimate Secret to Happiness.
Oh, I love that. The Ultimate Secret to Happiness.com.
Yes, huh?
What a great name for a website. Who could resist that? I would have to go there just to find out what it is. Anyway, I thank you again, and I have some parting thoughts that I'd like to leave you with are some smart love tips. I know that medical researchers often tell us that couples who enjoy an active sex life stay healthier, more youthful, and they tend to outlive us single folks. And I often tell my online community that making love and a loving home life is the fountain of youth. And I hope you will use these strategies to create a healthy sexual relationship and spark a lasting fire of love in your current relationship. And if you're single and seeking a healthy and happy relationship, I invite you to enjoy a free month membership in tribeofsingles.com. I started this new dating site for positive singles who want to meet your great love match and live your dreams now. You can meet the savvy tribe of singles in cozy video chats, book discussions, and singles travel for every budget when you visit tribeofsingles.com and sign up for your free month membership. I'm Hadley Finch, and I'd like to meet you in our singles club. And in each episode of A Lasting Love on WebTalkRadio.net. Talk soon.